forecast today here is rain showers for 10 o'clock, then rain and snow. Snow levels 800 feet, high near 38, a low of 29 tonight. It's blowing right now, 15 to 20. Our next guest, Joaquin Rodriguez from StayInCostaRica.com, probably has a little different view of the weather this morning. Good morning, Joaquin.
Good morning, guys. And yes, effectively, weather here is a little bit different from what you're describing over there. Over here, we have blue skies, a couple clouds here and there, and 90 degrees.
90. You're killing me. I mean, it's kind of ironic that we have Grundon's on as a sponsor of our event down there. They make all this foul weather gear for us up here in the Northwest. But I tell you what, down there, it's all flip-flops, shorts. Shirts are optional, at least for us guys, when we're out fishing, man. How's the fishing been down there anyway, Joaquin?
Just to give you a little bit of the scoop, last week was what we called our Costa Rica classic type of fishing, with boats going out and seeing 20 sails and releasing between 10 and 15.
God.
And this week we had the full moon on Monday, and that slowed things down. The boats are still catching fish. The average, after talking with several captains, it's between 5 and 8 sails. But there is a lot of marlin activity. A lot of the boats are seeing marlin out there and catching a couple a day. One of our friends, Artie Contos, he reported a grand slam on Monday with the black, a blue 400-pounder on a strike.
Oh, it's one of the few places in the world you can actually get a grand slam in one day right there at Los Sueños. You know, you mentioned the full moon. Last year, our trip occurred on the full moon down there. And typically, I mean, that was the only week you had open, so we plugged it in, and we had great fishing. But the wide-open, freaky stuff happens when there's no moon, man. These sailfish, they get up and feed right up on top. The big numbers come up, and you guys see some pretty stupid fishing down there when there's no moon. That occurred last week. What's the moon like the middle of March? I think we got a pretty good moon then, buddy.
Yeah, we did a better planning this year, and the full moon is going to be over a week before you guys get down here, so we should see some spectacular fishing.
You know what that's called, Nelly?
Yeah.
Hammer time, baby!
We're talking with Joaquin Rodriguez of StayInCostaRica.com. Of course, we did the first annual Outdoor Line Billfish Bonanza down there, the wonderful Los Sueños Resort. Everybody had a great time. Virtually everybody that was down there rebooked, adding a few more boats this year. Hope we can come down. Click on the trip tabs of theoutdoorline.com. But Joaquin, I am fired up about this, because no matter where you fish, you got to know somebody locally to really get the scoop. And that's why I'm excited about this year's tournament, because we were able to change it, get it off that full moon cycle. And really, we're looking forward to some tremendous action and some nicer weather there in March, Joaquin.
Yeah, we're very excited, too. We already have 5 teams who signed up, and last year we had 6. And I have 2 additional teams, one of the main sponsors, Mike, who's almost ready to sign in, and another boat, so we should have a couple more boats than last year, and I'm really happy to see many of repeated names from the guys who came last year, so that tells me they had a great time.
Well, a lot of guys are bringing their wives too. What a spectacular place for the wives to hang out. I mean, the resort, Los Sueños Resort, check it out online. The place is unbelievable. And then Hako's right there. Got some great shopping in Hako. Nice beaches. And tons of activities. Zip lining and four-wheel tours. And
you can surfing, go to horseback riding.
Jungle tours. Go see feed the crocodiles. Off the freyway.
Yeah, get 100 feet of rope and go buy some chickens from the grocery store. I mean, frozen chickens, right? Yeah, and drop them down and let them snap and get the crocodile.
Great
bite.
Place.
Live chickens would be more interesting.
Thank you, Bubba. Yeah. Check in from Bubba. I agree, Bubba. That would be more interesting.
Well, Joaquin, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it, and keep us posted on the fishing down there. And we look forward to seeing a post on the Outdoor Line from you here one of these days, pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm being kind of lazy, but I'll definitely keep you guys in the loop. Next week, things should really pick up, and I'll start sending you some info so you know what's going on.
All right, buddy. Thanks for checking in, Joaquin. We will be seeing you soon, man.
We're waiting.
All right,
Joaquin.
Later,
thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys.
All right. Just hearing his voice, man. You know, he's such a great guy. He helps us out with all the stuff we do down there. When you show up in town, you get a van that'll take you right out to the resort, and then the night before the tournament, we host a big party, you know, hosted drinks and everything at La Casa Rosa.
Oh,
you know,
beautiful place. Big pool, overlooks the harbor.
Yep.
What a great event that is. You know, people, what's a sailfish like? Well, first of all, they're one of the fastest fish in the ocean. They can swim up to 70 miles an hour. And when you hook one, Nelly, you got one 2 years ago, and I'll never forget this.
Our first one, yeah.
It's jumping next to the boat. It's right here. And I'm not kidding. Within 2 seconds, it was 100 yards the other way. I mean, it was gone.
And were you just using a 30-pound mainline? It's stand-up gear. But, you know, if you're like me, dyed-in-the-wool Northwesterner, moss on your back, to get down there and experience some of that bill fishing, I mean, you know, when you and Tobek first started talking about it, I thought, yeah, whatever. All right. But it is something you need to experience.
Well, we haven't fully converted you over. We're down there. You're dialing up the Springer fork, the Springer reports. Hey, guys, oh, God, the bite's on it. On the Columbia, what are we doing here? Okay, but we're bringing you along slowly. Yeah. You're starting to get into this blue water deal.
Yeah.
And it's just totally different than what we see
it
here.
Is.
And, of course, we love our salmon and steelhead
and
our halibut and our trout fishing on the Yakima, all that stuff. This is just a new fun thing down there. And it's incredible to see the explosiveness of these fish. I mean, you hook a sailfish at the back corner of the boat. I mean, they're snapping 10, 15 feet from the back of the boat, and the next thing you know, 5 seconds later, they can be 200 yards away from the boat.
And
incredible.
I know some of you guys are kind of rolling your eyes about going down there, but look, it's $1,500, okay? The packages start, and you deck some airfare onto that. You come on down with some folks that you know, John Kaiser, Assault Patrol, of course, you know, just some old friends of ours are going to be down there. So you're going to be down there with a group of people to show you around, show you
what
the
deal is. And
Nelly,
you're going to be ripped out by that. I mean, you got this new year's resolution.
You
signed up for Sierra, Fitness by Sierra.
I'm working with a personal
trainer. Is this this little Mary Lou Retton type guy? What's she like? Anyway, she has been kicking your butt.
Yeah, now. Believe me, I'm working out hard. So that way, you know, we can go to the tank top this year, right? You know, maybe. We'll see.